Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Rescues underway in Taiwan, where an earthquake has killed 9 people and left hundreds hurt. Here's ABC's Allison Cossack.
The magnitude 7.4 quake was the strongest to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Violent shaking was felt in Taipei. In the city of Hualien, the fire department says at least 26 buildings collapsed in the city, a popular destination for tourists on the island's east coast, about 11 miles from the epicenter.
The epicenter about 60 miles south of Taipei. Many of Israel's closest allies, including the U.S., have condemned the deaths of those 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers who were killed by airstrikes in Gaza this week. Many food delivery operations in Gaza are on pause because of it. Mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, declaring a state of emergency following Tuesday storms. No deaths or injuries, but Louisville, one of several cities, reporting strong winds, rain, possible tornadoes. This is ABC News. Incoming college freshmen getting some more time to figure out where they want to enroll in the fall amid an ongoing financial aid fiasco. Here's details from ABC's Derek Dennis.
This year, delays in financial aid notifications are posing an extra challenge for students trying to pick which school to attend in the fall. Technical glitches with the more simplified free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA form, have left millions of students in limbo, waiting to hear how much aid they'll receive. In response, some colleges are now pushing out deadlines for acceptance and enrollment deposits. It's unclear of when this FAFSA processing backlog will ease up. For now, experts say it's crucial for students and parents to keep the lines of communication open with schools.
This has tuition, housing, and other costs near $100,000 at some elite colleges and universities. Jewelry heist in Beverly Hills. Prosecutors say a California man took nearly $2 million worth of bling and other items from guests at luxury hotels, walking out the door with suitcases full of swag and selling it in Florida. He's pleaded guilty. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. A pair of amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution passed in Tuesday's spring election. The measures change how local clerks can accept outside support during elections by banning local clerks from taking private funding to support election efforts and preventing anyone from third parties from assisting in the voting process. Donald Trump and President Joe Biden advance in Wisconsin presidential primaries. With no close rivals in either party, the two races were a near lock ahead of the Tuesday election. Over 8% of Democrat ballots came in uninstructed as a part of a protest against President Biden's handling of the Gaza crisis. Speaking of President Biden, he'll be back in Wisconsin next week. He'll be in Madison Monday to talk about lowering costs for Americans. That event will be Biden's third trip this year to Wisconsin and his 10th as president. Last month, Biden was in Milwaukee and he visited Superior back in February. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Haul away big deals this Thursday through Sunday at Fleet Farm's Truckload Savings Event. Like 40-pound bags of black oil sunflower seed on sale for $14.99. Save on a Blackstone 28-inch griddle with cover and accessories, just $249.99. Pick up 4 bags of garden soil on sale for $10. And save on 40 pounds of Morton water softening pellets for only $5.79. Stock up on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be very windy today with scattered off and on light snow showers likely. Our high right around 42. The wind will be from the north, gusting to between 40 and 45 today. Tonight, the wind will gradually die down, low of 30. Tomorrow, clearing 46. We'll get back to 50 by Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Been a real close family, but lately some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know how. Hank, why do you roll smoke?
myself in my position. If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. So don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? If I'm down in a honky-tonk, some old slick's trying to get me friction, I say, leave me alone, I'm singing all night long. It's a family tradition.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Holly Dunn, and You Really Had Me Going here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s. Do still have some areas of snow in the region as well. And it's also pretty windy outside, and we'll have our ag weather forecast here this hour. Also, Rod Bain in from USDA in our newsmaker segment. And he will be providing us the spring flood outlook as well. He'll be talking about that. That, again, coming up in our newsmaker segment next week on Thursday, April 11th. Another big day at UW River Falls as they do their annual Ag Day on campus. This year's theme, Growing for Generations, and it will symbolize the longtime pivotal role that agriculture has played in Wisconsin and how it continues to have a significant impact even as farming undergoes changes as well. Now, Ag Day on the campus, not only is it for the students at UW River Falls, but it's for the members of the general public too. And that'll be next Thursday from 9:30 to 8 p.m. on April 11th, right in front of the University Center at UW River Falls. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Ask the Vet segment this month with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, last month we discussed the complex milk pricing system, and it's such a big topic to understand that we continue with the same subject this month in part two of understanding how dairy farmers are paid for the price of their products, and in particular, the make allowance for processors and the milk handlers. And as you have studied this, you learn that it's a bit of a history lesson.
One of the things I'm learning here as I'm doing this milk pricing learning is that there's so much weird historical stuff that just is like, I don't know, we've done it like that since 1942, is come along for the ride on milk pricing. One of them being this, what I think to be kind of a strange lag in this price disparity between class one, class two, three, and four milk, because most of what is made right now is grade A milk anyways. So how is the pay price set? Well, it's set by class. Okay, so what region are you in? And then what class does your milk get sold into? And then how are the different prices determined for the different classes? Okay, that's what changed in 2000. The government said, we're going to change these equations that we use to determine the price of different classes of milk. And we're going to change those equations to incorporate the value of the different commodities. Okay, so they have formulas where they'll put in commodity pricing. And from there, they factor in what's called a make allowance. It allows the milk handler to reduce the pay price to the farmer by that make allowance, basically saying it's costing me 20 cents a pound to make this product, so therefore I'm going to pay the farmer 20 cents a pound less when I buy the milk from them. Somebody somewhere or a panel of people somewhere sat down and figured out what this make allowance should be. Well, this is where it gets very interesting. The government sends out a voluntary survey to all milk handlers in the United States. 15% of all the milk produced in the United States is represented by milk handlers returning these surveys to the government. Now, maybe some listeners are more trusting than I am, but whenever the government sends out a voluntary survey and 15% reply, I'm already worried that there's a very small sample set. There is absolutely zero government oversight or verification that when these surveys are returned, that they list as their cost of production are actually accurate. So it's a voluntary survey where you as a milk handler can list your cost of production, and there is no one checking to see if what you wrote down is accurate. So there was a hearing. The American Farm Bureau Federation is a lobbying group that was at this 2023 meeting specifically addressing make allowances. They are advocating for make allowances to be adjusted based on a mandatory audited USDA survey, not voluntary, mandatory. Now, the USDA says they don't have the authority to conduct that, so that's why it's not happening right now. But it certainly would make sense that if we're going to make a pricing scheme that affects every single dairy farmer in America, you would think that that make allowance calculation would be based on something better than a voluntary, I'll just trust your word on your cost of production system. And also, why do you need a make allowance if your cost of production just goes up? Just raise what your price is that you're selling the end product to the consumer. Why do we, the dairy farmer, have to supplement this make allowance when you, the milk handler, have the opportunity to sell your finished goods at a higher price? It's the way that the government set up the pricing scheme is naturally going to cause that tension. When you put in a built-in make allowance for a milk handler and the dairy farmer cannot adjust the final retail price to the consumer to make up for any increased production costs, the very nature of the milk pricing equations are built to create animosity between the milk handlers and the farmers. And it shouldn't be like that. Those two are actually on the same team and need each other. And to me, I don't understand why something as simple as taking the make allowance away from a milk handling company company, giving it to a dairy farmer, and then allowing the milk handling company to put their finished products out on the retail market in a competitive manner. I don't understand why that system wouldn't work. This is America, where we let free trade determine pricing, and it just seems like that doesn't apply here.
Dr. Ryan Leiterman is Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Some guys have all the luck. There's gold in everything they touch. But all of the work I've done never did amount to much. I don't live what some call the good life, but I've got a good life with you. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune we all dream of. I thank the stars above me that I've got. Always seem to come undone. In a lifetime of taking chances, you're the only thing I've won. I'm still not what some call a winner, but with you there's no way I can lose. Some guys have all the that I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love.
Of life have never been turned to your troubles and trials, a lesson to learn. Another receiver, a push and a shove. Another believer in the story of love.
love comes down, it's a natural game. Rejoice, rejoice with all you can. Be a believer in love again. Chapter 1, a careless heart sometimes goes astray. Chapter 2, a broken heart will see another day. And the pages in this book have all been written from above. Be a believer in the story of love. Receiving the power to heal and amend. A light that's gone out still shines from above. For all who believe in the story of love. Chapter 1, a careless heart sometimes goes astray. Chapter 2, a broken heart will see another day. And the pages in this book have all been written from above. In the story of love, be a believer. In the story of love, be a believer. In the story of love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Desert Rose Band, the story of love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 35 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, they are higher. May up 9 to 15.78, June up 11 to 16.49, July up 5 to 17.21, August steady at 17.89. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 1 3/4 to 145 1/4. 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 144 1/2. 6 trade a barrel, 9 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 7 to 292, 10 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 to 113, 3 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1.5 to 39, 1 trade on the day. Cattle futures are called mixed. Hogs are called higher. Now, cattle futures spent time in negative territory on Tuesday, but were able to close higher, regaining some of the losses from Monday. Feeder cattle led the change and the charge with the triple-digit gains. Hog futures had traded on both sides of the market, making new contract highs again due to strong cash markets. April live cattle opens the day at 181.77, June at 176.37, August 173.12. April feeder cattle open at 243.50, May at 244.85, and August at 254.60. April hogs open at 86.55, May 93.67, June 103.72. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. Now, yesterday, the grains were pressured by rain in the forecast for central Brazil and heightened concerns in outside markets. The bullish expectations, though, were in vegetable oil sector due to the higher crude oil prices. And soybean oil is higher once again this morning. That is helping the soybean markets. We also have some short covering in corn and wheat, moving those prices higher. May corn up 1 3/4 to 428 1/4. July up 1.5 to 442 1/2. September up 2 to 454 3/4. New crop up 1.5 to 469 1/2. May beans up 1.5 to 1175 1/2. July up 1 3/4 to 1189 1/2. August up 3/4 to 1188 1/4. New crop up 1 to 1178. May soybean meal down 1 this morning to 327.30. May soybean oil up 37 cents to 48.97. Chicago wheat, May up 4 to 549 1/4. July up 4 1/4 to 566. Minneapolis wheat, May and July both up 6, May at 633 1/2, July at 643. Energy markets this morning are higher once again. May crude oil up 70 cents to 85.85, June up 72 cents to 84.94, May and June gas both up 2 cents, May at 277, June at 274. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 375, May 378, June 386, new crop 413, cash beans 1094, May 1099, June 1103, new crop 1092. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn at 394 and a half, May 392 and a half, June 398, new crop 413. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 381, May 390, June 411, new crop 418. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 371, May 374, new crop 413. Cash beans 1099, May 1102, new crop 1102. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 381, new crop 413, cash beans 1098, new crop 1092. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 409, May 409, June 414, new crop 418. Cash beans 1149, May 1154, June 1160, new crop 1122. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 367, new crop 413, cash beans 1102, new crop also at 1102. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 172 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 146 to 174, market cows 90 to 133, bulls 130 to 159, calves 290 to 950, beef steers at 203 to 347, Holstein steers 107 to 335. Sheep markets, market lambs 130 and down, light lambs 245 and down, ewes 235 and down, rams 120 and down, goat markets, does 175 and down, bucks 225 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 194, finished beef heifers 180 to 194, finished dairy steers 160 to 173, market cows 100 to 119, market bulls 134 to 158. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along, 'cause every time I hear that song,
And I'd go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I'd go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. The wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. I used to rock all night long to keep on rocking me, baby. At frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. Every time I hear that song, and I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. And I go back to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives. It takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him.
Evening, 6 o'clock, and all my friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. Well, they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I explain? It's basic honky-tonk anatomy. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I wind up all alone. The lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone. Hey, 2 plus 2 is always 4, and down is south and up is north. 32 degrees is freezing cold. You play with fire, you wind up burn. The early bird gets the worm. But the only thing you really need to know is the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night. Make sure you know the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I'll wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone.
Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, it's not just the name of what was previously known as the U.S. Spring Flood Outlook that is different about this year's forecast of potential flood events this season. Rod Bain has more.
Once called the Spring Flood Outlook, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration removed the word flood from its weather outlook for the season. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for spring 2024, that is appropriate. In that,
we are not expecting any significant spring flooding across the northern plains or the upper Midwest, a big departure from what we normally see in these outlooks.
As a combination of antecedent drought the past 3 years and below average snowfall over the winter is expected to result in no flooding in that region. In other parts of the country,
there are very few areas expecting any moderate flooding, and nowhere in the United States expecting major spring river flooding. Those pockets of potential moderate flooding mostly focused across the Mid-South, and then in just a few areas in the Southeast.
In fact,
the only areas where we even expect some minor flooding possible is roughly from the Eastern Plains, Eastern Kansas, Eastern Oklahoma, and Eastern Texas, extending eastward through the Mid-South, the Ohio Valley, the Tennessee Valley, and right to the Atlantic coast from southeastern Virginia southward through Georgia. We can exclude Florida's peninsula from this spring flood concern.
One minor flood risk area this spring, some watersheds in the Great Basin extending into southeastern Idaho.
A pretty benign spring flood outlook, given that antecedent drought from 2020 through 2023, as recovery from that continues, and then the relatively dry winter and snowless winter in some of the key watershed areas of the upper Mississippi Valley.
And that, Rippey says, lends itself potentially to
having a third consecutive year of low river flows, especially late summer into autumn, in parts of the Missouri, Mississippi, and Ohio valleys. That's a little bit too early to get a real good handle on, but given some of these antecedent conditions, drought in the upper Midwest and long-term drought looking further back, there is at least some risk that we could see low flows in some of our key watershed areas of the Mississippi and extending into the navigable waters of the middle and lower Mississippi Valley and the lower Ohio Valley that many producers depend on moving fertilizer shipments north and grain and oilseed crops south as we get to the autumn and into the early part of the winter. So something to keep an eye on.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. We'll have chances of snow and windy conditions in our ag weather forecast. Now, winds will gradually weaken by later on tonight. Looks like the rest of the week will also feature warmer temperatures in the 50s with relative humidity values in the 40s. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 50% chance of snow, highs 37 to 42, relative humidities at 54 to 59%, north winds at 25 to 30, gusting to 45. We'll see a trace of precipitation. Tonight, mostly cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy, still a 50% chance of snow, lows 28 to 33, relative humidities at 84 to 89%, north winds at 20 to 25, gusting to 45, and then decreasing after midnight. For Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs 42 to 47, relative humidities at 54 to 59%, north winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. For Friday, sunshine, highs 50 to 55, Saturday, sunny, highs 50 to 55, Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of rain mixing with freezing rain, highs 50 to 55, Monday, partly sunny, a chance of rain showers, highs 55 to 60.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Moving a tree isn't as easy as rearranging the furniture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you follow the right procedure, the tree should recover well in its new location as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Some trees outgrow their space and need to be moved to avoid tangling with things such as the side of the house and power lines. Extension agent Dennis Patton at Kansas State University says the best time to move a tree is when it's dormant in early spring before it starts to break bud. Very small trees with pencil-sized trunk diameters can be transplanted with bare roots. Larger trees need a proper-sized root ball. Patton says a good rule of thumb is to follow the nursery industry standard of a 1-inch to 10-inch ratio.
So in other words, if the trunk is an inch or so across or in diameter, maybe, a foot or so off the ground, then you need about 10 inches of root ball, 10 inches wide and 10 inches deep. So that's kind of the best guide for people to follow.
When digging, be sure to use a sharp spade so you can make a clean cut of the roots. It's easier on the tree if you plan ahead and start the process with a spade several months before moving it.
So, for instance, this summer, go in around the tree and just sever the root ball. So, in other words, slice down into the soil where the root ball is going to be, then let it grow all summer long, and then move it this fall or next spring. Because what you do at this point in time is help develop a little bit more fibrous root system. Where those roots were severed, they're going to branch out. So you have more roots up around the root ball. It's called root pruning.
If you don't want to do the work yourself, hire someone with a tree spade. This machine slices into the soil and digs out the tree with a cone-shaped root ball. When it's out of the ground, cover the root ball with a damp material like burlap to keep it moist until planting. Learn more about digging up and moving your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.